Blog Talk Radio.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it.
Of Smartless. I am Chris Fleming, a.k.a. the man, the myth, the legend, and now a television star as of last Monday night. Man, how's everybody doing tonight? I know I'm doing fantastically well, just coming off a great Monday Night Raw show in Memphis that I actually got to be a part of. It's actually a really, really long story. I'm not really going to go into all the detail, but I will just know that I can be seen on TV during the Daniel Bryan Yes Movement segment. If you want to know who I am wearing a black visor with John Cena memorabilia on it. And there was a couple parts during the segment where I did take it off, so I could see myself real good. But I am in the segment, and I am on TV. I want to tell you guys what it is like to be a part of, you know, an actual segment by the WWE. It's actually, you know, a great honor. A great honor, you know. I can't stop looking back at it, you know. It's so funny and so cool, you know, to be on national television with, you know, a company that I love and respect, and to not only do it in the wrestling business, but do it in the wrestling business at the top of the mountain. The WWE is the top of the mountain, guys. You guys know that. A lot of you know that. And it was a humbling, great experience for me. I absolutely loved it to be on the other side of the barricade and see it from the wrestler's point of view. Great time. Anytime, if the WWE ever asks you guys to be a part of a WWE show, I would jump on it if I were you. I mean, it's great. Great experience. Anyway. But let's get on to the smart marks right quick. There is people apparently bitching about last Monday's skit, saying that Daniel Bryan is overrated, shoved down our throats, and saying all this dumb shit. And I mean, come on, dude. I mean, it's just stupid, isn't it? Like, real, real stupid. But, I can't believe, I mean, why, how is he being buried? I mean, not buried, but overrated and shoved down our throats. I mean, aren't you guys the same motherfuckers that wanted him to be pushed in the first place? Now, all of a sudden, he's a corporate puppy. He's kissing ass. He's, man, all that shit. Is that what you're saying? You dumbasses are the ones that wanted him to be pushed. You are the ones that wanted him to be pushed in the first place. You guys, let me tell you something. You guys are idiots. Big, fat. No, some of you literally probably are fat. I mean, you're probably fat losers. You never had sex. You never had seen a tit. But just complete dumbass people. I mean, good Lord. I mean, how dumb are all of you? Just good Lord. Now, I know what I'll do. I'll imitate a smart mark right quick.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan, he's such an ass kisser. He's kissing a bunch of ass. He's Daniel. He's a pussy ass bitch. You know, kissing a bunch of ass to be pushed. Why is he betraying us? He betrayed us. Why he betray us? I can't take it anymore. Daniel Bryan has betrayed us. He is no longer a real wrestler. He is a Vince McMahon corporate puppet. Corporate puppet, I tell you. Vince McMahon is evil. Evil, I tell you. He's bad for business. He's horrible. He won't tell it back. All he cares about is making money. Making money. He is so horrible. You're so... so horrible that this man would rather be a businessman and do what's best for business and do the number one goal of any business, but to make money, which is something that my dumb ass would never be able to understand, because I'm just a person sitting behind a keyboard and I have no idea how to read or run a wrestling business. I'm sorry, I had to burp. Excuse me. But do I approve of this Daniel Bryan push? What is my answer to that? I'll tell you. It's no, 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 no. Anymore. I'm tired of the WWE. Holding people back. Holding people back. Holding people back. I'm so stupid that I'm going to talk in my stupid language. I'm just an idiot. And by the way, John Cena still can't wrestle. He still can't wrestle. He still can't wrestle. I'm not an idiot. He still can't wrestle. CM Punk can't draw. He's a douche. He walked out on me, but he's still the best in the world. He is the best in the world. It's what he does. No matter who doesn't like it. He is the best in the world. And I am a loser, 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 loser,
It's Smart Marks. How you like my imitation of you? Loser! Losers! Losers! Losers!
Oh, here's how a female Smart Mark sounds.
You know what? Like, oh my gosh. Like, Randy Orton is, like, so sexy. But, he, like, holds people back still. But I don't care. He's, like, so fucking sexy. Like, oh my gosh. I could like, just eat him all up. Like, oh my gosh. He's, like, so fucking sexy. And Matisse is, like, so sexy, too. He's, like, so sexy. He turns me on so much. He, like, makes me so horny. And he makes me, like, so tingly down there. Like, oh my gosh. Do you guys, like, know how sexy he is? Do you know how sexy Randy Orton is? Oh my gosh. I'm, like, you guys, like, have no idea. I'm, like, oh my gosh. You guys, like, should totally see. You guys should, like, totally watch them on TV because they're, like, so sexy. I'm talking, like, they are so sexy like no other. Like, they just make me blush and they make me hot. They're, like, so fucking sexy. I'm talking, like, so sexy. I mean, like so sexy. I could have bestiality sex with them any day. They could pull my hair, bang my ass. And, hell, I might even have butt sex with them. I don't care. That's like my business because they're, like, so sexy. I'm talking so sexy. So sexy. So sexy. I'm sorry, but they're so sexy. So sexy. Sexy, sexy, sexy. And, like, with that being said, we're, like, going to go. I have no idea where I'm going to go, but all I can say is that Dave Bautista is so sexy. I'm talking so sexy. Randy Orton is so sexy, but he still, like, holds people back. And I have no idea what I'm talking about, but he still holds people back. Like, oh my gosh, Thompson can't wrestle. Randy Orton's the best wrestler in the world because he's so sexy. I'm talking so sexy. I could masturbate to him all day. Trust me. He's, like, so awesome to masturbate to Randy Orton. Trust me. Okay, don't trust me because I'm just like a female wrestling fan who doesn't know shit. That's all I am. Oh my gosh. And with that being said, I'm going to, like, take a little break, and I'll be right back. In the meantime, why don't you just listen to my other boyfriend song right here. Talking about how sexy Randy Orton is. Like, how sexy, like, he looks so fucking sexy. Like, he makes me so hot. Like, oh my gosh, he's, like, had no idea. I saw him backstage on Monday, and he's, like, so fucking hot. I'm serious, because in order for me to do the skit that I did on Monday, I had to go backstage, and I saw him walking backstage. He's, like, so fucking sexy and so tall too. And he was putting on his, and he's, no, he actually wasn't putting on nothing. He was just walking down the hallway and I go, hey, Randy, and he turns around like, who just called my name? And Randy, you know, like, no, I'm not lying because I was on TV Monday, so I did get to see him backstage. He's like, so fucking hot. I'm talking like so hot. And Batista is too with his big old fat ass. And he's actually getting coffee. But anyway, he was actually getting coffee at the end. But you called in, so what do you want to discuss? What do you have on your mind? How's everything going?
It's going good. How are you?
I'm like so good right now. I'm so fucking good. But what do you have to discuss? I mean, what is your whole ideal take on the whole Daniel Bryan Yes movement from Monday?
Actually, I didn't get to watch it, so...
Well, what is your whole take on the whole Daniel Bryan thing right now that the WWE is doing?
Well, I don't think they're burying him like some people think.
Hell no, because they wouldn't have asked us to do that on Monday if they were actually, like, burying him. They're, like, treating him, like, really well. I can personally tell you.
Yeah, because if someone was burying somebody, then why would they go up against the COO, Triple H?
I have no idea, but he was, like, so sexy, too, just standing up there on that ramp and just looking at me, screaming at me, like he wanted to kick my ass. And the security was, like, holding him back, and I was like, come on, bitch. Come on, you asshole. Come on, big nose. Come on. Come on. I whooped that ass. Come on. Come on, bitch.
Was the piece
there? My style, bitch. I'm sorry, what was that?
What about Batista? Was he there?
Batista was backstage. And he was getting a cup of coffee in the catering. Anyway, what is your whole look on the Dave Batista? Not Dave Batista, but the whole Daniel Bryan thing. And by the way, I did get to keep my T-shirt.
Yeah, I saw yours, the T-shirt, so, yeah.
The Yes T-shirt.
Let's see. Well, like I said, that, you know, I myself is for Daniel Bryan, the Yes movement. And
yeah, I know you're all for Daniel Bryan because he's an older man with a sexy beard.
No, his beard can go.
Well, it works for him. This is what I think of that. Listen to this.
Everybody get up.
Ow, ow, ow. Oh, oh, oh. Is a corporate puppet now. He's a kiss ass. He's just a mad little bitch. He's kissing a bunch of ass to be clutched. No, I'm like, I'm serious. Like, he really is. He, like, really, really is. He's such a big fat corporate puppet, isn't he? The people I should be pushed are the JTGs and the Kurt Hawkins and the Tyler Rexes and the Alex Rileys.
What was that?
What was that?
What did you say?
No, what did you say?
I didn't say anything.
What did anybody say? What did everybody say? What did anybody say in this world? What did Stephanie say on Monday? What did Triple A say? I didn't hear them because the microphone was echoing. I couldn't hear shit. All I heard was... That's all I heard when I was up, because I was up under the speaker in the arena. That's all I heard. All I heard was...
You weren't the one that was inside the ring, were you?
No, I was not inside the ring. I was outside the ring. I was at the entrance. I was one of the people blocking the entrance. And blocking Damian Sandow's pubic face hair wearing stupid ass from getting to the ring. Ugly ass. And the
only
thing I said
around
was,
Michael Cole?
Was I sitting around Michael Cole? No, I was at the entrance. I was blocking the entrance off.
Oh, okay.
The only thing I said to Michael, only thing I said to Damian Sandow when he came out, well, look who we have here. We have Blackbeard. See, what did I tell you about eating out old women? You get their nasty, disgusting pubic hair all over your face. I mean, just look at your face. I mean, look at your face. It looks like it has a bunch of roaches crawling on it. You look like you just wipe your... You look like a old ass woman just took their face and wiped their ass with it. Just took your face and wiped their ass with it. Their hairy ass with it. I know I can't wipe my hairy ass with your face. I mean, your face is probably diseased, Damien. Just like a Smart Mark's face is probably diseased. They probably have all types of diseases and they don't even know it. You know that?
What was that?
I said Smart Mark's probably have every disease in the book. Now, anyway, since you're on Worldwide Radio right now, why don't you say hi to the good people of Blog Talk Radio, Ms. Rainey Newman. Ma'am. I'm going to give you the phone.
Hello,
for
people.
You gotta say more than hello, people.
Thanks for listening to this show.
Yeah, thanks for listening to her. Finally, she asked somebody to listen to her.
What was that?
I said, finally, she asked somebody to listen to her. It's like so cool. It's the best thing ever. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have a heart attack. Smart Mike never showed up. It's horrible. I'm telling you. Don't listen to them. Oh, my gosh. I'm gonna hide. Shh, shh, shh. Be quiet. Be very quiet. I'm going to think Smart Marks.
What did he say?
I said, shut up. I'm going to think Smart Marks.
Never mind.
Yeah, never mind. Are you guys, is all of you loving this show? I'm loving the show. Are you loving the show? Is everybody else loving the show? I know I'm loving the show. Do you like doing the show? I like listening to the show. Do you like listening to the show? I know. I love doing the show. This show is fun. I just think it's the best show in the world, man. Do you like
the
show? I think it's the best show. I mean, I love the show. Do you love the show? Hey, Smart Mike, do you love the show? I love the show. I think the show's the best show in the world. I love it. Do you love it? Do you think I'm annoying? I think I'm annoying. I mean, do you think I'm annoying? I mean, I don't think Sandy Carroll. Do you think Sandy Carroll? I don't think Sandy Carroll's picture. I'm stupid. I mean, come on. I'm speaking Smart Mark. Come on, you guys are so stupid. So you guys act like you're in special ed. So here, I'm acting like a special kid right now. Don't disrespect all the special ed people out there, but Smart Mark's idiot. Anyway, I'm dancing like them, I dance like a buffoon 24/7. All you Smart Marks out there, and I get more ass than you. I can dance I can rip my shirt off and dance like a complete idiot, and I still get some more ass than you guys. That shows how smarter I am than you. Bottom line is, when it comes to all of you, you don't know shit about the wrestling business, and you think that you're cool just because you sit in the crowd and you cheer everybody that's heel, and you think that you look cool because you're cheering them and they're trying to get heat from you. You're trying to make yourself look smart. I'm here to tell you right now, you don't look smart. You look like a fucking retard, especially in front of them. I'm sorry, I'm out of breath. Excuse me, Lord. I'm parched. I need a drink. Anyway. And then there's those people that I dealt with in the crowd this past Monday night yelling, "We want Ziggler!" Clap, 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 clap. "We want Ziggler!" It was like five or six of them. And as a result, I stand up and I say, "He don't want y'all. He ain't gay." I'm sure Ziggler likes pussy. And by the way, this show is parental discretion is advised, but once again, will be completely ignored. Am I lying, Miss Rainey? That means on this show, for the next 30 minutes every week, I can say fuck, shit, damn, hell, pussy, titties, ass, this, that, anything I want because it's my fucking show, and I can say what the fuck I want to shut the fuck up because what I do, I can drop all the F-bombs I want to. Totally uncensored, uncut, and unedited. And this, Miss Rainey, this is how you deal with a smart mark. In order
hey,
to get to the root of the problem.
I have
what,
an idea.
What? Yeah, what's an idea? What idea? What?
Do you have anybody else calling in?
No, I don't have anybody else calling in.
Well, maybe one Thursday night you could contact a certain person that we both have a friend in contact with.
Who are you talking about, John Glick?
What?
Who are you talking about?
I am talking about one of the best managers in South Florida.
Are you talking about a snake master?
Yeah. He's really good on opinions about wrestling.
You know what? That is actually a damn good idea. Snake Master Jeff, my brother, my Facebook friend, I'm reaching out to you right now. Would you like to be on my show next week? I'm not sure. Or anytime in the near future. That would really help to have somebody that's on the other side of the barricade on this show to discuss the pro wrestling circuit with me and how they feel about internet wrestling smart marks. I'm not sure if you're listening to this right now, but it would be really awesome. With all due respect, sir, I'm asking you in the near future if you would like to be on my show. That's all I'm asking in a more serious
tone. You may need to Facebook him because I'm not sure if he's listening to the show or not.
He probably isn't because he has better things to do, which I understand. But anyway, with that being said, I want to thank my guest, Rainey Nobody, for calling in on the show. And I also want to thank myself for making this show so awesome because I'm so awesome. I'm so amazing at what I do, and I don't give a shit about any of you because you all suck. And I totally despise all of you for making this show the best show ever, or soon to be the best show ever.
It will
through
be the best
guys,
show ever.
It will be the best show ever
whenever I call in.
Well, with that being said, I am about to go off here in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Thank you guys for calling in. Hang up right now. Good night.
Bye.